This is your Paragon News Update for November 8th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atham. A fire in Carter Friday night appears to be suspicious. According to Beckham County Sheriff Derek Manning, fire crews from multiple departments in the area responded to a fire at the Carter School building at around 11 p.m. and were on scene throughout most of the night after it was determined that the best course of action was to let the fire burn itself out. He said, although the cause has not been determined, he does say that the fire looks suspicious.
There was no power hooked up to the building, no electricity or anything like that. So that leaves some outside cause having started the fire. And it went up really quickly, according to my deputy that arrived there first, and also the firemen that were on scene pretty quickly from Carter Fire Department.
Sheriff Manning said the state fire marshal will more than likely be contacted to determine the cause of the fire. Manning said no injuries were reported and that he believed that the building was vacant of any valuables. An Arapaho man was arrested and charged recently after allegedly charging people with a screwdriver at an auto parts store in Clinton. According to the probable cause affidavit, 34-year-old Logan Joseph Stelzig was arrested on October 29th for assault with a dangerous weapon and public intoxication after witnesses told Clinton police that Stelzig was acting belligerent and came towards one of the employees of the store with a screwdriver while the employee was outside taking a break. Employees stated that the suspect allegedly grazed the employee's left hand with that screwdriver. Another witness, also an employee of the store, told police that when he was outside the building, the suspect came towards him with the screwdriver. However, the employee pulled out his pistol while commanding Stelzig not to come closer. Stelzig would attempt to flee the scene when law enforcement arrived. However, a Clinton police officer was able to stop the suspect, where he would immediately drop the screwdriver. Stelzig was taken into custody without incident. The arresting officer noted that the suspect's eyes were watery and red, and his breath smelled of alcohol. After being detained, one of the victims was able to identify Stelzig as the man who had attacked him earlier. He was then arrested shortly after. Stelzig was formally charged with two felony counts of assault with a dangerous weapon after former conviction of two or more felonies. A preliminary hearing for Stelzig has been scheduled for December 10th in Custer County District Court. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says alcohol may be to blame for a one-vehicle rollover accident over the weekend in Roger Mills County. OHP says the accident took place at 10:27 p.m. Saturday on U.S. Highway 283, 5 miles north of Cheyenne, when the 2013 Toyota Corolla, driven by 47-year-old Hermes Machado Medina of Austin, Texas, departed the road to the left while traveling northbound. The vehicle would strike a fence before going into a ditch. OHP says the vehicle rolled two times, and sometime during that roll, a passenger, 24-year-old Rosie Crystal Bellow, also of Austin, Texas, was ejected. OHP says the passenger was taken to Roger Mills Memorial Hospital in Cheyenne, where she was admitted with injuries to lower extremities and her head. She was last listed to be in stable condition. The driver, Machado Medina, was also taken to Roger Mills Memorial and admitted with head injuries, also last listed to be in stable condition. OHP listed the condition of the driver to being odor of alcohol and listed the cause of the collision as unsafe speed on a curve. In state news, state leaders push back on the president's vaccine mandates. Oklahoma News Network's Eric Ligum has that.
State Attorney General John O'Connor says President Biden will not determine how an individual makes health care decisions for themselves and their families. He has partnered with six other state attorneys general to file a petition challenging Biden's vaccine mandate for large private sector employers. The other states are Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and West Virginia. The petition was filed in an appeals court in Ohio. O'Connor calls the mandate an absurd abuse of power. Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says she and other House Republicans will do everything in their power to help keep President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors from moving forward.
Why in the world would this administration want to put us at a competitive disadvantage against our adversaries for an unconstitutional mandate?
She says if employees quit rather than get vaccinated, it could create a national security crisis. I'm Eric Lycom.
Recapping our top story, a Carter fire appears to be suspicious. Once again, your Paragon News update for November 8th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.